Opposition parties in parliament say the country must reassess its relationship with the US. The MK party's John Hlophe, UDM's Ngabayo Mzinkwangwa, Rise Mzansi's Sonke Zozibi, EFF leader Julius Malema, and Build One South Africa's Musi Maimane voiced their concerns.
The recent bullying tactics of the United States of America are a clarion call that South Africa should deepen the economic relationships with BRICS plus countries started by President Zuma. While we expect President Donald Trump to end the imperialist war of NATO in Russia and to dissociate from the neocolonial and dishonest so-called green energy, from the so-called green energy transitions imposed on the developing world, we do not agree with him and his promotion of white supremacists who claim they are facing genocide in South Africa. While there is no genocide and there is no threat of genocide in South Africa, let's make that clear. There are, however, legitimate cries of historically and presently oppressed and excluded black majority who demand the return of the land and the wealth to the ownership and control of the people as a whole and not the privileged few beneficiaries of apartheid and colonialism. That is our demand.
Honorable President, President Trump's recent executive actions, predicated as they are on misinformation and unfounded rumors, require us to assess our position in the world, to deepen political and trade relationships with countries we endeavor to shoulder more global responsibilities. To this end, we should reorient our trade priorities towards BRICS countries, who constitute approximately 50% of the global population, and the African Continental Free Trade Area. We should also use the upcoming G20 summit to advance Africa's interests in global trade and the development of an equitable global order.
Mr. President, we must not be caught napping. It is only a matter of time before we are removed from the AGOA arrangement, and God knows what other consequence. Now is the time to build export and foreign exchange earning streams and to guard jealously trade and other relationships we already have elsewhere in the world. We must act with urgency and speed while being calm and considered in how we respond to a clearly irrational administration across the Atlantic. After all, it is this new government rather than the American people in general that want to break apart an enduring relationship built over the decades. We must act now to protect our economic interest, internal stability and democracy in general.
The United States of America has bullied nations before and imposed senseless and arbitrary sanctions and threatened wars. But we are a different generation. We are a generation of economic freedom fighters and will not be bullied, Mr. President. We agree with you, President, that we should not be bullied. We stand on the shoulders of the giants who confronted the establishment with their very lives, and we are willing to follow in their footsteps. We are not cowards, and they must not try us.
Mr. President, your injunction for us not to be bullied is an important one. I want to urge, Mr. President, there are times such as this one we must remind ourselves to remain united as a nation.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.